This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as reports are Attorney General Bill Barr reportedly knew about 3 weeks ago that Special Counsel Robert Mueller was not going to pursue obstruction of justice against President Trump. Sources telling several news organizations that Mueller told Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein during a meeting at the Justice Department. Mueller's final report, though, does not exonerate Trump on the question of obstruction. It's now against the law to own bump stocks. They are attachments that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like automatic weapons. The Justice Department announcing the ban in December. In October of 2017, a gunman had used rifles fitted with bump stocks to kill nearly 60 people at a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
In a speech to the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemning the rise of anti-Semitism worldwide. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
I'm John Clemens.
More flooding is threatening Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. The National Weather Service says icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas will threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands in those three states already forced from their homes after water broke through levees. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Some passengers on board a British Airways flight experience a tale of three cities. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains now from Washington, D.C.
The Monday flight seemed to go perfectly well until passengers realized their jet had landed in both the wrong city and the wrong nation. The British Airways flight from London City Airport was supposed to be heading to Dusseldorf, Germany. It ended up in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. The airline says the problem began when an incorrect flight plan was filed by WDL Aviation, which operated the flight on behalf of British Airways. The pilot followed the flight plan for Edinburgh and the air traffic controller following the same plan and saw nothing amiss. The company says it was trying to determine the cause of the obviously unfortunate mix-up. The flight was refueled and set off again. This time it went to Dusseldorf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the economy now, you're paying more for gas at the pump. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
And McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
At $2.62 a gallon, we've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTague tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, our former President Woodrow Wilson had this to say: the history of liberty is a history of the limitation of governmental power, not the increase of it. And this is what you have seen has been center staged in this three-ring circus with the Democrats, their ambition for power. And they have proven what we've all realized all along, that the grab for power is disgusting, it is not appealing, and very unsexy. I got to say that to you. And it is a pain for the rest of us who want a government and a country to be one that's on track, operating in ultimate efficiency. Dan Perkins joins us now. And he says the party, who has desperately colluded with the mainstream media to invalidate a duly elected president, has been wasting our time and resources, and they've been finally exposed, Dan Perkins.
Yeah, and I think that we have to add one other thing to that, and that is I think it's at this moment in time difficult to determine what amount of damage we have done to our democracy through the news media and the Democrats. I have grave concerns that we have created a monster that's going to breed and breed and breed. And I'm very concerned that our democracy is in jeopardy.
And I agree with you, Dan, on this because we just do not realize the total implication of this. And this is really at the foot and the doorstep of the mainstream media. Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, go right down the list. Schiff, who's been saying for 2 years they've got, he's seen the evidence. He has seen the evidence that the president, that is worthy for the president to be, to either resign or to be impeached. And, to me, all credibility is lost, but this has been a typical deal with the Democrats, whether it's Blumenthal, go down the list of others, who to me have lost credibility, but somehow their constituents continue to vote them in, and the mainstream media, including Fox, will get them on a camera. I just think they need to be marginalized and set aside there because they know how to do it because they did it with Dick Morris, right?
Right, right. I was at a conference yesterday morning, Bill, and the head of the conference, it's a series that takes place here on the island, and it's called Current Events, and the head of it said, in his opening remarks, he said, I was not a Trump supporter, mm-hmm. but based on what Mr. Mueller told us, that there was no collusion of any American. I was wrong, and I apologize. And I said to him after he finished, I said, and how many other people who made decisions on no information whatsoever, who violently attacked the president, his credibility, his morality, and are not saying a word that they made a mistake? That's what concerns me, Bill, is that they are unwilling to admit that they were wrong. And that's where I have grave concerns about the democracy.
Well, this is the thing where the way the report was written, a bit political and in legalese, and it gives people some plausible deniability, something that Hillary Clinton has grown fond of. And it gives them some latitude. But, you know, all it requires is just the simplest of logic to discern that if there was something there, then Mueller would have spelled it out, and there would be more indictments coming. You know, so you may have to read between the lines a little bit, but if you're so prejudiced and you are so steeped in the Kool-Aid and, you know, you're just determined that there's a pony under that pile of manure somewhere, and you've got Democrats to this day digging out manure to see if they can find Trump down there.
Right. Yeah. And I look at that and I haven't, nobody, no major polling organization has released, as of this morning, had not released any polling data after the announcement on Friday, or the memo from the Attorney General on Sunday. So it'll be interesting to see how, if and how the American voter has turned. I do believe it is a positive. You know, I was reading on the Clinton News Network this morning. They had 10 questions that still need to be answered. And one of the questions is, well, why didn't Mueller subpoena the president? And because Mueller knew he had no crime. In fact, was not given a crime to investigate. And they said, well, Clinton was called to testify. Yeah, he was indicted for lying to a grand jury. Mm-hmm. So that there was a crime. But there was no crime stipulated, and there was no crime. So the basis of the fact that he was unable to call the president to testify, he had no crime to issue a subpoena for him to come and testify about.
Well, there was no crime. There was, you know, predicate for him to even be appointed as a special counsel. That's what special counsels do. They start with a crime. There was no crime there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There was none. In addition, the issue about was there was no collusion, but was there interference?
Yes.
And again, he didn't indicate that he had any evidence to prove that there was any interference. And it seems to me that we used to have in this country a belief that you were innocent until proven guilty, not guilty and then prove you're innocent.
Right.
And so the obstruction issue, which, interesting, nobody articulated what the obstruction issue was over the weekend, especially on the left media, but the obstruction was the firing of James Comey. I wrote a piece months ago, which I think I sent you a copy of.
Yes, right.
Of all the federal statutes where he absolutely has the power to fire the attorney general and anybody else who's an executive in his cabinet.
Right. So the FBI director. Right.
Yeah. Oh, so he didn't impede anything by firing James Comey. So, but we're
well. Well, not to mention Rod Rosenstein wrote up the basis for why he should be fired, and so then go ahead.
I said at the time that the decision to fire James Comey was bipartisan because the assistant attorney general was appointed by a Democrat and the attorney general was a Republican. So
yes,
they both agreed that Comey had to go. And what I think is going to be interesting is to do the Republicans have the tenacity to investigate this the way the Democrats did? And I don't know whether they do or not.
Well, this is what Lindsey Graham is calling for. He's saying, okay, it's time to get the other side of the story, because that's has been an ongoing frustration for those representing the other side, Dan, is they're saying, look, at you know, you are stepping over all these offenses that clearly have been committed. I mean, crimes by Hillary Clinton and the Barack Obama administration in order to go after Donald Trump. And so, you know, are the Republicans ready to do this, or do they want the Democrats to really stew in the mess that they have created for themselves, not to mention the mainstream media? We're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Dan Perkins is with us. It's 15 minutes after.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, freedom.
I think
takeaway is there's a very real prospect that that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Do you agree with Congressman Adam Schiff, who's going to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that President Trump could be indicted and possibly face jail time after he leaves office?
Yes.
If we do the investigations, the information is there. We're fiddling while Rome is burning. This president needs to be impeached.
I wouldn't be surprised after all of this is said and done that some people end up in jail. You know?
And I think they're shocked that the news is tightening and that people might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
But you think some people are going to wind up in jail, not just one individual, but people, plural. Is that what you're saying?
That's my impression, yes.
It's not out of the question that a Senate could convict on impeachment charges.
He has no idea that he's going down.
It certainly looks like they are the kind of offenses that would call for impeachment hearings.
Absolutely, I think he can be looked at and perhaps even charged with obstruction of justice.
But at this point, you're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail.
If I was betting, I would say yes.
Do you think at the end of the day, if Trump chooses the country over his own family, is that a good thing? Or would you rather him vice versa? Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good thing. Oh, my God.
Freedom!
You remember all the talking heads, Dan Perkins? I mean, how disgusting is this? And, you know, that's just a few of their famous hits. Now, Nancy Pelosi, you know, sat down with key committee members and, you know, and overseers and, you know, to kind of review the hits. I doubt that they listened to a montage like this to hear the idiocy and that's proven. But she urged her colleagues on Monday to talk about the Democrats' policy agenda, not Russia. Of course, the big question is, can you remind us what our policy agenda is, right?
Right. I have to say something about that clip because it was terrific. And it's a question that Bill, you and I in the media and other people, and as I do more shows, I'm going to ask this question. When Mr. Schiff talked about he expected indictments, I think we have a responsibility to ask the question, were you making it up or were you privy to information? And if you were privy to information, where was it from and how reliable was it? Because if this is all basically made up stuff, then we have an even more serious problem because I looked at the Mueller investigation and I come to this conclusion, Bill. If they had anything on Donald Trump, it would have leaked with all those attorneys who were pro-Democrat that were there.
Right.
It would have leaked. So they must have determined very early on that there was nothing there. And so they went on the other tactics. But yeah. I think somebody needs to call all of these congressmen and news people to step up and say, okay, you said this. Was it just your interpretation, your guess, or was it based on fact that you received from somebody else? And if it was purely supposition on your part, then you misled the American people. I think, you know, I don't think that Lindsey Graham will necessarily deal with the news media. If he wants to do an investigation, he's going to deal with the Justice Department and the FBI. Mm-hmm. But somebody needs to call these people to task that they absolutely misled the American people. And what's the agenda? If the agenda was that they were lying because they didn't want to get the president. And mm-hmm. and what Comey said, what Mueller said, there was no collusion on the part of any American.
Right.
Then Mrs. Clinton legitimately lost. And as I said to my wife when we were reading the Barr letter, what we have now is a situation where the Democrats have to admit Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate.
Well, even Donna Brazile has said as much in so many words. But they'll say that out of one side of their mouth, and the next thing comes out all this other barrage, you know, but for Donald Trump and, you know, cheating and whatever. And, oh, yeah, he didn't get the popular vote and whatever. You know, it's like, okay, well, you know, the baseball game, the other team got more hits, but guess what? They didn't get enough points on the scoreboard, so they still lost.
Right.
You know, it's just the way the game is played. So, but the other deal, too, like I said earlier, Dan, this doesn't require a lot of genius here. Just some basic discernment of, you know, you got 19 attorneys. You've got, I think it's upwards of $30 million that was spent on behalf of the people. You know, 2,800 subpoenas. I mean, you go down the list. I mean, it was incredible. Now, all of a sudden, you got Schiff and you've got these other Democratic lawmakers, Nadler, who somehow think that they can do better than a special counsel. And on top of this, even more so, Dan, to your point, is that this was a Democrat, Hillary-leaning entity that came up with this conclusion, even more so. And even as much as it hurt them to not be able to come out and say, yes, there was conspiracy, yes, we can prove this, but even from a legal standpoint, they knew the jeopardy they were in and that they couldn't say this, because if they did, they would be in serious trouble. And so now who's got the egg on the face but the mainstream media and the specific, you know, Democrats like Schiff that has been telling the people. And what it really comes down to, and we said this yesterday, is that the people who have voted them into office are the ones to hold their feet to the fire. You know, I mean, I am amazed that whether it's Maxine Waters, who doesn't even live in her district, but she continues to get reelected, Richard Blumenthal for lying about his service, you know, all the lies that have been perpetrated by Democrats, and the people continue to vote them in, whether it's Swalwell in California or Schiff. I mean, a lot of it seems to be coming out of the West Coast, you know, some on the East, you know, the two extremes where the elites reside, you know, the bookends of our country. These guys are overboard, and it is right. It's out of control.
You're absolutely right. It's out of control. And I don't know how the American voters are going to respond to it. But it really is a situation where we have damaged the democracy. And here is the greatest concern that I have, Bill. The Democrats are hollering that they want the report released. There are hundreds of people who gave testimony under oath,
mm-hmm.
but under the protection of the grand jury.
Right.
And I don't think that the Democrats on the committee will have any problem whatsoever of releasing the names of those people and destroy their lives.
Of course not. I mean, they've proven time and again, whether it's donors supporting a conservative cause. I mean, there's no rules. There's no boundaries that they have. It's always the ends justify the means. So what if there's, people die, you know, like Seth Rich along the way, you know, so what? You know, it just goes along. I mean, the fact that you can have somebody come in, an IT guy from Pakistan, come in and download all your information from 40 Democratic congressmen and women, it's inconsequential. It's, you know, no harm, no foul kind of thing here, as far as they see it. But if it had been the other side, if it had been Republicans that have been this reckless, and a Republican that was so silly to use password as his password, and then complain that, you know, all this information is out there and that their emails have been hacked. Well, my goodness. I mean, you sit there with the key left in the door and say, come here, with a big sign that says information right here. Come this way and come and get it.
Right. You're absolutely right.
It is endless. Well, Dan, I just, like you, I'm also very cautious that the Republicans play their hand well here and strategically, that they don't overstep. You know, there are some critical and strategic moves that they can make, and you and I need to talk about that the next time we get together. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news. As reports are, Attorney General Bill Barr reportedly knew about 3 weeks ago that Special Counsel Robert Mueller was not going to pursue obstruction of justice against President Trump. Sources telling several news organizations that Mueller told Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein during a meeting at the Justice Department. Mueller's final report, though, does not exonerate Trump on the question of obstruction. It's now against the law to own bump stocks. They are attachments that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like automatic weapons. The Justice Department announcing the ban in December. In October of 2017, a gunman had used rifles fitted with bump stocks to kill nearly 60 people at a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Welcome to the show that promotes liberty for all, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And I've got to say that a lot of parents, along with the Parents TV Council, have been up in arms for a long time about the TV ratings reform that is so needed. You know, we need stronger guidelines to give us accurate, consistent, transparent, and publicly accountable ratings. And here to tell us more about this is Melissa Henson. She is with the Parents TV Council and says that Hollywood's, response has been, more tone deaf than anything else. I mean, they're ignoring the concerns of parents and others who keep saying that we need to do something to offer better TV ratings reform. Melissa, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, this is predominant, when you get so many comments from people, Melissa, across the country saying this is a no-brainer. And meanwhile, Hollywood is kind of turning a deaf ear to this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really kind of surprising, but not very surprising, I guess I should say, because if you look at the comments that they filed on this this effort by the FCC to gather public comments on ratings, on TV ratings and the accuracy of the ratings and the effectiveness of the oversight as it currently exists, I mean, you were exactly right in your opening remarks. They are totally tone deaf. At no point do they acknowledge that maybe parents have a legitimate gripe here with the system, you know, in spite of the fact that the preponderance of the public comments, you know, and last I checked, it was over 1,700, something like 1,732 comments or something like that. Mm-hmm. 1,731 of those comments were saying the system's broken. It's not working. I can't trust it. These ratings expose my kids to too much inappropriate stuff. Something needs to be fixed. The comments from Hollywood were the only ones saying, nope, everything's fine, you know, nothing to see here, move along, folks.
But look at the damage that's happening. I mean, we've got empirical evidence here that this is creating damage to our kids, do we not?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we now have researchers started looking at how kids are affected by TV back in the 1950s. So we now have close to 70 years worth of research saying that, you know, more violence kids are exposed to, the more likely they are to have aggressive attitudes, affects, and behaviors. The more sexual content kids are exposed to, the more likely they are to engage in sexual behavior at a younger age. The more sexual partners they're likely to have over the course of their lifetime, the more likely they are to suffer from suicide or suffer from depression and suicidal thoughts. The more likely they are to have an unplanned pregnancy or STD, but they want to ignore all this research and keep pushing more and more of this content out there. And the unintended consequence of this TV rating system has that it has basically provided cover for the networks to do just that. So content has gotten worse since the ratings were introduced because they now hide behind those ratings.
Mm-hmm. So why isn't, and I know this sounds a bit gruesome, but why isn't the blood of our children at the doorstep of these producers of this type of material that continues to injure our kids? What is happening? I mean, is the mainstream media carrying water for them, or are they just so powerful that, you know, that Hollywood in itself has become a no-go zone for, you know, common consideration and common sense?
Well, I mean, we have a very strong legacy in this country of First Amendment freedoms, and those freedoms are worth fighting for and worth protecting for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But in every instance, you know, where a violent movie, for example, has been implicated in the death of a child or in you know, a violent killing spree or anything along those lines, the courts have rejected the idea that there's any kind of connection between what people see and how they behave in the real world, which is ridiculous. I mean, the whole advertising industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. It's premised on the assumption that if somebody sees something on TV, they're going to want to go out and buy it, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, psychologists will tell you. I mean, I remember as a kid, you know, growing up, you are what you read. Well, if you aren't what you read or what you see, I guess, you know, nobody's responsible. And you talk about, you know, our First Amendment right, but with every right comes responsibility. We're only dealing with one half of the axiom, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, and one of my favorite quotes from Teddy Roosevelt is, man cannot avoid being ruled. Either he must learn to rule himself or he must submit to being ruled by others.
Yes.
And I think that's the lesson for Hollywood here, is if they don't restrain themselves, if they don't get their own house in order, then they're going to have to face the very real possibility that Congress or the FCC or some other government agency is going to step in and say, you need to follow our rules now because you guys aren't doing a good enough job of managing yourselves.
Well, you know, when we talk about teen suicide being up, and this needs to be addressed, I believe, in a much more serious way. But it's just kind of like, well, you know, kids are entitled or whatever, but there's no responsibility assumed by any of these purveyors of merchandise and material that they are consuming. I mean, because what happens is, of course, we're not going to talk about social media because we can't look into, you know, Facebook and Instagram. It's another one of these no-go zones that, you know, you can't talk about, right? And so,
and
Netflix. Oh, my goodness, I can't even tell you, Melissa, lately how many friends and people that have told me and, you know, even called me here on the show or sent me an email, I've canceled my Netflix. I'm not going to have anything to do with Netflix anymore because of the kind of junk that they're putting out, you know, on their platform and without any restraints. And they don't care that young kids are being exposed to it and the things that they are exposing these kids to, the kids to, whether it is about suicide or, you know, sexual activity and, you know, on and on. I mean, this is absurd. And here we are. You and I were raised differently. We had different restraints and boundaries, but the 21st century kids are exposed, to things without any kind of boundary or any kind of consideration. It's like, what is this? Some sort of, you know, sick, you know, grand experiment and diabolical experiment at the expense of our kids?
Yeah. It is truly horrifying. You know, it's a lot like The Hunger Games or some other dystopian sci-fi novel. I mean, what's happening is how brainwashed kids are becoming by what they're seeing on TV, and they're not being equipped to judge or question what they're seeing, and so they're just accepting what media is telling them at face value. And it is terrifying, and I think it's important for parents to know what kinds of messages are being conveyed to their kids, and to be frankly very strict with screen time. I tell people all the time, no TVs in the bedrooms, no computers even in the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Take away the mobile devices when your kids go into their rooms at night. Don't let them take the mobile devices into their rooms with them, because there's a very high correlation they're finding between kids, the amount of time that they spend on their mobile devices, the amount of time they're spending on social media, and rates of depression and suicidal thoughts.
And the tough thing is this generation that's being raised on electronic devices. Boy, I mean, I've been out to dinner and watched the family dynamic. And boy, you want to see a young kid go ballistic, take away their device at the table.
Yeah.
We kind of laugh about it, but, you know, it's just, and it's sad at the same time, but you think, my goodness, I mean, these are the future citizens of our country and leaders of our country that are throwing a royal fit at dinner because you've taken away their cell phone.
That's right, yeah.
I think, you know, this is a time for parents to stand up. I mean, we are participating in the damage that's being perpetrated on our kids. And, of course, at every turn, and here it is, we're not getting any help from Hollywood. So if we do not self-rule, as you say, Melissa, there's going to be even more trouble here in River City.
Exactly right. Yep.
Melissa Henson, Director of Grassroots Education and Activism for PTC. Thank you,
Melissa.
Do you
feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLive.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
We like it fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we go head-to-head with the truth. And we're going to set some politics aside because there's plenty of that to talk about. And it's time to give ourselves a bit of a mental break and take a look at some great things that have been happening. I mean, miraculous things that have been happening outside of Washington, D.C. I mean, let's face it. We look at D.C. and the Beltway for amusement, right? I mean, this is like the ultimate reality show that goes out of there. But you can't take it too seriously. If you do, your head's going to explode like the rest of the people there in the Beltway. It didn't happen the way it was supposed to happen. We knew that he was guilty and somebody was going to jail and nobody's, oh, now it might be me. Oh, I better be careful here. Look at, this is a great story, and I've got to bring on Samantha Maurer, Good News Girl, who reports every week with these viral videos. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I especially like this lead story of this family. I mean, a tornado comes through. It kills 23, and there is this story of this family that was redeemed that went into their prayer closet. They said it was their prayer closet, and they were praying. And in the midst of the devastation of this tornado, they survived, right?
Oh, yes. And this just wasn't any tornado. This happened earlier this month in Lee County, Alabama. And, you know, it was an EF4 tornado, which means it had winds of around 170 miles per hour.
Right.
This is the most deadly day of tornadoes in our country in the past 6 years, and it killed 23 people. So, I mean, this is not just like a small little tornado. This was a, you know, life-ending tornado and caused a lot of damage for many people. But for this family, the amazing thing is if you see it, their, you know, so their grandmother in this house had a prayer closet, which, you know, everybody knows is where people go to be with God and to pray. And that was where her family chose to hide out during the tornado. And if you look at this house, it's amazing. It was the only thing that was left standing. You know, it was like there was, I mean, the whole house is flattened. I'm not even sure how this one thing stood up, but it did. And the whole family survived because of it.
Talk about a modern day Passover, right?
Oh, my God.
You know, when you understand the story of Passover, you know what happened in Egypt thousands of years ago. when there was judgment on the land. And I'm not declaring judgment here, but this kind of reminds you of, you know, when God chooses to save somebody. And boy, I'll tell you, how encouraging for people of faith. And like you say, when you see the house and the only thing that's standing is this prayer closet and the family right. that came out of it. Right. I mean, right. if you don't believe in God and the miracles of God, I don't know what else you need to see, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, they were like, one of the things is this community kind of needed a vision of hope after so much devastation. And when you see something like that,
I bet
it just inspires you. And it had been shared by Chaplain Jason Smith. He's with the area Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, and he's the one who originally shared the post. And, you know, I think it just left many people in awe of, you know, such an amazing thing. And, you know, it's so sad when you see tragedies that happened like that with what that tornado did, but it's just amazing that family survived, especially if you could see that house. I mean, I really just exactly. wish we could just project it through and show it's a miracle. It really is.
Well, you can go to the website, right? Because we have it there. It'll right. be posted on the website, and you can see what we're talking about. Imagine the right. impact that it had directly on this family, Sam. I mean,
oh,
you know, coming out of the prayer closet and knowing that the legacy of a praying grandmother enveloped them, you know, and the hand of God to survive this devastation. I mean, how do you come out of that and be the same?
I don't think you could.
Right.
I don't think you could either. I think it's just, I don't even think you can see that and really be the same, you know, especially
yes.
for those people who were first there seeing something like that. It's like, they had to be shocked to open it up and find this family inside. And one of the family members was quoted saying, "My God is an awesome God."
Amen.
And it really is absolutely amazing.
Mm. I'm so glad you shared it. Now, the next story is about a principal who reads, I mean, this is rather unique. He reads bedtime stories on live stream to let students know that they're loved. Boy, is this beyond the call of duty, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Texas Elementary School principal, her name is Belinda George. She wanted to show her students that she cared, you know, because some students don't have people that, you know, not everybody gets to have a bedtime story and be tucked in at night. But she's a first-time principal, and she's at Homer Drive Elementary School in Beaumont, Texas. And she basically considers this like her dream job. She said this must be what people at, like, Google or Disney World feel like, you know, when they're getting to go to work. This is how she feels. So she started something in December called Tucked In Tuesdays.
Tucked In Tuesday. I love that. That's great.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So she gets on there. She originally was wearing her pajamas, but her students really liked her onesie. So she orders different onesies now, and we'll get dressed up.
Oh, that's cute.
And she just started it for a handful of students, and now she's getting around 14,000 views a week.
Wow.
From around the country.
I was going to say, she's got students all over the country and world are joining in, seeing what kind of onesie she's going to wear. But what a blessing. And she gives them all this bedtime story. Wow, very cool.
Right. And it's encouraging them to, you know, it's encouraging them to read, and it's making them feel loved. And it's just, what a special way to connect with her students as a principal. You know, she doesn't get to be in the classroom interacting as much as the teachers do.
Exactly.
But she's going to leave quite an impression on not just them, but all the students who get to tune in around the country.
Well, how about the parents? The parents are going, oh, my goodness, man, my child is now going to bed on time without a fuss.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. At least on Tuesday night.
Yeah, on Tuesday night, going, and they're probably going, hey, can we do this 7 days a week?
That's right.
Yeah.
Tucked
In Tuesday. We love that. Now, this next one is about a woman that becomes the first to receive a college football scholarship. That's interesting.
That's right. So Tony Harris.
I mean, her parents didn't have to pay any money for this, right? I mean, some.
No,
this, you know, there's no varsity blues here, right? Okay, all right.
That's right. Well, this is all her. Her name's Tony Harris, and she had actually appeared in a Toyota ad during the 2019 Super Bowl this year. So what makes her story kind of amazing, too, is not kind of, it's very amazing. She, in 2014, was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and
oh, wow.
she lost half her body weight. And she went into remission a year later and, you know, shared her dreams to play in the NFL. And she ends up going to community college and playing. And she got offered several different scholarships. She's the first woman to be offered scholarships to play football. And she signed a letter of intent to go play at Central Methodist University, a Division One school in Fayette, Missouri. And, you know, her overcoming that, not just to, you know, it's, she's so much more than just the first woman to get a scholarship like that. She, to get a full school, football scholarship like that, she overcame ovarian cancer, which it can be very aggressive and difficult to treat. Right. You know, many people don't survive that.
Yeah, the survivability of ovarian cancer is like single-digit numbers, is it not? I mean,
oh, it's very low.
Yes.
And especially because it goes undetected so many times because, you know, there's not symptoms. And it's just this lady, Toni, she just, I think she's just an inspiration to us all, like just to see her out there playing and you would never look at her and see that, she had been through such difficult times in such recent past. You would never think that she had
unbelievable.
Been through
so what's her position? What does she play? Is she a kicker or what?
Oh my goodness. Now you're putting me on the spot. I'm not remembering.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you can read the full story. You can read the full story at Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner. These and others that are right there for you to enjoy. But what a great success story. This is awesome. Now, this body cam video and this next story shows police officers catching kids dropped from a burning building. I saw this. This is incredible, Sam.
That's right. This is a heroic moment for these Des Moines police officers. They rescued three children from an apartment fire. And, you know, they were telling the mother to drop the children from a third-story window. So this mother had to, like, you know, she was left really no other choice. She's trying to get out of the fire herself and trying to save her entire world. But the footage shows them as Cole Johnson, Craig Vasquez, Tyler Kelly, and Casey Sanders. And, you know, you can hear them on the video encouraging the mom just to drop them. And she sends them down and she'll drop them one at a time and she got them out and goes. But the camera, it actually, the footage ends before they show them rescuing. Her name's Oshina Harrison. So she got out of the fire too. They rescued the mom and she says she owes them the world. And they saved her whole world. Like I said, it's just, you know, this is what the law enforcement does every day. You know, they're just heroes. And this just happens to be one of the many stories that, that come out that shows, like, you know, what an amazing job.
Well, I'm glad you could share
Absolutely.
That. Now we got a Chatham County bus driver. Boy, I'll tell you, he's encouraging kids. You got straight A's. Here's $100, right?
That's right. Well, Clarissa Neal, she didn't, she drives for Northwood High School in Pittsboro, North Carolina. And last week she gave students $100 who got straight A's for report cards. So there was four students on her bus that got straight A's. And one of the students said, I thought I'd get $5, maybe $10 if I was lucky. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she said that she really wanted to encourage them. She said she wanted to encourage them to keep on doing well and that she would get that back. And, you know, just seeing them be successful, she was a reward in itself. And, I mean, $100 a student, like, you know, I think the whole bus might be having straight A's next semester.
Exactly. Yeah, $100, we can buy pizza for everybody, right? Yeah, why not?
I know, absolutely.
Let's have a great time. Hey, there's a couple other great stories that we didn't get to, including Iowa farmers sending relief to Nebraska flood victims, and a Delta flight that was piloted by a mother and a daughter flight crew. Quite interesting. You got to check it out, and along with the other stories that we talked about this morning, at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner, okay? And Sam, if they want to drop you an email, how do they connect with you?
samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
There she is, the good news girl, as she is every week right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Oh.